Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller and happy Apple Event Day. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. Apple kicked things off today at its media event by offering an update on two of its upcoming services, Apple Arcade and Apple TV Plus. First off, Apple Arcade is Apple's new game subscription service offered on iOS, macOS, and tvOS. Apple confirmed today that it is launching Apple Arcade on September 19th and that the service will be priced at $4.99 per month. This includes family sharing access with up to 6 members in your family, but you can also give Apple Arcade a try with a 1-month free trial. Apple Arcade will be available in the Arcade tab of the App Store in iOS 13. Apple will be adding new games every month, and it says that it's launching with more games than any other service before it. Meanwhile, Apple TV Plus is Apple's upcoming video streaming subscription service, and Apple confirmed today that Apple TV Plus will launch on November 1st, also for $5 per month. Much like Apple Arcade, that includes family sharing access, but you do only get a 1-week free trial. However, if you buy any Mac, iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV starting today, you'll get 1 year free of Apple TV Plus. As for what content you can expect, Apple TV Plus will launch with 5 original TV shows, with more being added each month. The shows available at launch include The Morning Show with Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston, and Reese Witherspoon, as well as the drama C with Jason Momoa. Find all of the details on Apple TV Plus and Apple Arcade at the links in the show notes below. Next up during the event was the surprise announcement of a new entry-level iPad. Apple today announced the successor to its popular 2018 9.7-inch iPad with an all-new 10.2-inch iPad. The new entry-level iPad arrives roughly a year and a half after Apple introduced the 9.7-inch iPad in March of last year. The new iPad includes a larger display measuring in at 10.2 inches, and that's just shy of the 10.5 inches offered by the new iPad Air that launched 6 months ago. The new 10.2-inch iPad comes with iPadOS 13, the Smart Connector for smart keyboard support, Apple Pencil support, and Apple's A10 Fusion processor. It doesn't adopt the bezel-less design of the iPad Pro, with Apple instead opting to keep the cost as low as possible and sticking with the Touch ID home button design for another year. The 7th generation iPad with the 10.2-inch display is available for pre-order now at $329. The first orders will ship out by September 30th, and education pricing starts at $299. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any web browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for the many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new web version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience, and it syncs back to the OmniFocus apps for Mac and iOS. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5Mac daily. Following the new iPad, attention shifted towards the Apple Watch as Apple announced the new Apple Watch Series 5 with the first ever always-on display. The new always-on display works by intelligently dimming the screen when a user's wrist is turned down, and then it returns to full brightness with a raise or a tap. When the display is dimmed, you can still see the time as well as certain complications. Apple says the goal is to make it easier to see time and information at a quick glance. Apple is accomplishing this with a combination of new display hardware, including an ambient light sensor, and deep integration with watchOS 6. Apple is also doubling down on the emergency services features of the Apple Watch. With the Series 5, users with cellular models can now complete international calls to emergency services, regardless of where the device was originally purchased or if a cellular plan is activated. The Apple Watch Series 5 is also available in a wider range of materials, including aluminum, stainless steel, ceramic, and an all-new titanium. You can pre-order the Apple Watch Series 5 starting today, with the first orders arriving on September 20th. Pricing starts at $399 for the aluminum model, and it goes all the way up to $1,400 for the ceramic Apple Watch edition. Next up was the iPhone lineup. Apple officially unveiled the iPhone 11 as the follow-up to the iPhone XR, and as expected, the focus is primarily on the camera. The iPhone 11 camera setup includes wide-angle and ultra-wide-angle lenses, rather than wide and telephoto lenses like many people had assumed. This gives users the ability to adjust cropping and zooming in post-production. There's also a new night mode that comes on automatically and brightens photos and reduces noise in low-light situations. Apple also touts that HDR has been significantly improved with a new next-generation Smart HDR feature. Also in the camera app is a new Quick Take feature that makes it easier to take videos by long pressing on the camera shutter button. Video records at 4K quality at 60 frames per second and includes support for slow-mo, time-lapse, and expanded dynamic range. The front-facing iPhone 11 camera has also been updated to 12 megapixels with a wide-angle selfie feature, and you can also now take 4K video at 60 frames per second and slow-mo videos with the front-facing camera. As far as colors, the iPhone 11 is available in black, white, red, purple, green, and yellow, and it also features a new anodized aluminum finish, which Apple says is more durable. The iPhone 11 is powered by Apple's new A13 Bionic chip, which Apple touts as its fastest processor ever, and it also offers improved efficiency, with Apple saying that the iPhone 11 packs 1 hour longer battery life than the iPhone XR. The iPhone 11 starts at $699 for 64 gigabytes of storage, which is $50 less than the iPhone XR. It will be available for pre-order on September 13th and released on September 20th. Last but certainly not least, Apple unveiled the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max. These are the successors to the iPhone XS and the iPhone XS Max. As expected, the new iPhone 11 Pro lineup includes a triple camera setup. This consists of a telephoto lens, a wide-angle lens, and a super wide-angle lens. The new super wide-angle lens is shown in the camera app as a new zoom option. Simply tap a button to zoom out to see more and take wider shots, with up to 2x zoom available. The ultra wide-angle lens also has an f2.4 aperture with a 120-degree field of view. Apple says it's using computational photography to fuse the photo data from all three of the lenses in order to improve image detail. A technology called Deep Fusion combines 9 images using a neural network analysis on every single pixel. This is what Apple executive Phil Schiller described as computational photography mad science. Apple is also touting the iPhone 11 Pro's video capabilities. The company is pairing the three cameras together to improve color and exposure, and you can now record at 4K with extended dynamic range at 60 frames per second. Much like the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro includes Apple's new A13 Bionic processor. Improved efficiency means the iPhone 11 Pro offers up to 4 hours longer battery life than the iPhone XS, while the iPhone 11 Pro Max offers up to 5 hours of additional battery life compared to the XS Max. Unfortunately, there is no support for bilateral wireless charging, with reports suggesting that Apple had to scrap the feature at the last minute because the charging efficiency could not meet its standards. The iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max are available in 4 colors: space gray, silver, a new midnight green, and gold. The new iPhones also feature a matte finish as opposed to the glossy glass finish of the iPhone XS. And for the first time ever, you get Apple's 18-watt USB-C charging block in the box, as well as a Lightning to USB-C cable. The lower-priced iPhone 11, however, is sticking with the 5-watt USB-A charging block for another year. The iPhone 11 Pro starts at $999, while the iPhone 11 Pro Max starts at $1099. The base storage option is still 64GB, though you can configure it up to 512GB. You can pre-order the iPhone 11 Pro starting on September 13th, with the first orders arriving to customers and to Apple stores on September 20th. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We'll have many more details on everything Apple announced today as the week progresses. My thanks to the Omni Group for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories and much, much more on 9to5mac.com, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.